Donji donji jamur dojung guru jamzu jabda chome badne lamon donji kudu dojno meva sajje jazu jivane jirav donji do brahma brji suzundu nundo jutramzu jisajde jamzu bamir lingve. Shiram Nidhina Vechikam So Tum Chotin Nindu Vasam Jaya Rukhan Chise Sama Pachin Le Sambhu Chibhe Chichi Yingan Tam Jarvi Yabda Chorjan Jase Sora Mabhi Singhi Timi Lodhi Rukhan Sama Mendo Tambhe Shirim Nilan Jala Vartama Jan Dichin Kishin Deva Temse Yonzen Lama Jibar Jelande
喂 Teiche dunjangun lo dun taye ten zepe, tawa nami la tusan gomsum ju tsundar jeo nyan, samba san ju jote tuji bungandu dante zembaj.
Please listen, having first clearly generated the precious attitude of bodhicitta, which is the thought that all sentient beings of equal space and extent must be brought to the attainment of complete Buddhahood, and that in order to be able to bring that about, you will study, receive instruction on and study this ascertainment of the view composed by Jhāngu Lodru Thayi.
Kāsāṅgatū tereṃ nipā dāmi tōpa hirāk chesur mipā ne mārik yose jikso lātāvā sīnche lō yītāvā dānze inche nipā dāmi tōpa hirāk chesur mipā ne mārik yose jikso lātāvā
Today, continuing from where we left off, we begin with the second section, how to give rise to the prajna that realizes no self, and the root text reads, with ignorance acting as the cause, the view of the transitory collections arises. One should give rise to the prajna that realizes no self, the remedy for clinging to the self, the root of the four mistaken views.
Marek pe Joseph and Jikta Sijit Carres and then Jikta Sijit Pumbo Pumbo and Jikperan Yin, Pumbo Metaperan Yin, Jikto Lata Sijit Pumbo, Pumbo and Jikperan Yin Jetopala, Pumbo Topala da the Tawal and Jikta Sigre Pumbola Zogje Pumbo Dere Sorva Pumbo, the Hiji Pumbo, the Ziji Pumbo, Nam Hiji Pumbo Nare.
Aggregates are form, sensation, perception, mental formation, and consciousness. And as there are different forms of the view of the transitory composite with reference, four different forms with reference to each of the five aggregates, there are 20 varieties of the view of the transitory composite.
Hatang, Hatagaran, Yin, Jin, Jin, Jung, Yin, Dupe, Pumbunde, Tanji, the Capje, Dadan, Zimbe, Muyurje, Zoki Pumbore. The next Sorbo Pumbo Sijiti, Natsu, Tam Tam, Deva, Chipundo, Tam Tam, Dungando, Tan Tam, Dedo, Kanya, Mai, Batanyo, and Ravando, Sorba, the Solatine, Sorbo Pumbo Sijit, Sorba, the Natsu, same Jin Yam Yungre. They dog Sorba, the Hako, the Wokan. What did it? Sorrow Pumbo said. So what the Madaba Hajaman be? Do he say to the garden? Do he say to the Matsu? Then the Samari, the Sogari, Sampin Duki Nidova, Samman Duki, Sogan Duki. Take into the Dari, the Nidhi, the Dranich in the Hindu. Take into Daniel and Jurban Duki, Ni Dal and Jurban Duki, the Hind Jurban Duki, the womb. The Sultan Til and Duki cigarette. O Tandang Nasu Nimuri, some good way Nimin Duki. Young Tess such a to talk again to us at the Gonda Saro, Nimanuro, then same in the Hitigre. Then double the Hitian Nam Dote, Hajang Mambu Yere, the Hitian Nam Dote and Gardati, Garbatin Nam Dom Mambu Yere. They are, then Yapo, the Hikandese, Dohako. The Zijan Nam Dote, Titan, the Zila, Samsung and the Zid and Samsung Maimb and the Zinir, and Dickabs of Samsung Ya. Go lava said the same zone, eh? Same zone up to Saki, you re? Same zone up, same zone said it, so same thing, cordon drover, same zone. Nasu, the knee, Tanda, they buy here up, control, tado, last of what is same zone cigarette. Same zone up to Saki, you open nanny, sorva, sorva tongue, the he needed sorva, not sorva pombo, say pombo jiglia. The hidden, the hidden pombos and a pombo, pombo cagali yagre, sorban, sorber pombo and the hidden pombo. That sorber pombo and the hidden pombo cagali yat at the tennis, same song up to Saki Nani, yip to hear go, yip to hear go, the zidje pombo re. They are called lava on the same here, but same song does it. The zidje pombo re. The name Nam hidje pombo, the so same Nam hi. Toto, make a namki, navin namki, nine namki, gay namki, legion namki, yejan namki, the namki, toto down. They think though, the name Quinkin namki, kale and below, Quinkin namki, the new moon, but in the eater Namki toy jayer. Correct, double the pitch. Namki toy jayer. Tell a nam hit your pumbo cigarette. That pumbo nabo de Hajang Mangu yere, pumbo nai chokwa latene, dad and zimbala, dad and zinser mandrava ye on the pumbo nala, dad and zinser mandrava ye ye to tene, dicta niche silver, dicta niche yogurt. Then the cups of Marek Jos and Jicto la tawase, Jicto la tawate, Marek Petsavati, Marek Palatin, then Jicta somewhere. This and Marek Jos and Jicto la tawasumba.
The first of these five aggregates is the aggregate of form, which has a large number of varieties. However, here it primarily refers to one's body composed of the four elements of flesh and blood, which, because this is a basis for our false imputation of a personal self. The second aggregate is sensation, which refers to the mental experience of happiness or pleasure, suffering or pain, and that state of equanimity which is neither of the other two. The third aggregate is perception, such as this is clean, this is dirty, this is my friend, this is my enemy, this friend is becoming an enemy, this enemy is becoming a friend. It's daytime now, which is the perception of the day, it's nighttime now, and so forth. And within our perceptions, there are many contradictions as well. The fourth aggregate is mental formation, or formation, actually. And it has two varieties, principally. Mental formations, or mental arisings, and those formations that are not mental arisings. Here, what is principally important is the mental formations or mental arisings, of which in the usual enumeration there are 51. And these are, so to speak, the retinue of the mind. They're what arises around or within the mind. And these include a variety of states such as faith and intelligence and anger and so forth. If you separate from among these 51 the previously mentioned aggregates of sensation and perception, then you're left with 49. The fifth aggregate is consciousness, which means the mind, the main mind of which the mental arisings or mental formations are, so to speak, the retinue. And there are, in the common enumeration, the enumeration common to all Buddhist traditions, there are six of these. The consciousnesses of the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the tactile sensation. There's one missing. Eyes, ears, tongue. Oh yeah, nose. Tactile sensation, and of the mind. And within those traditions that assert an all-basis consciousness, there are, in addition to those six, the all-basis consciousness and the consciousness which is mental affliction. But this view of the transitory composite is taking these aggregates to be a self, and it can be of any of 20 varieties, as there are four different styles of imputation of a self, which can be based on any one of the five aggregates, therefore making a total of 20. And this the source or root of the view of the transitory composite is, as the text says, ignorance. And therefore, it says, with ignorance acting as the cause, the view of the transitory collections arises. The Nyipa Dak Zuk Dak Zuktan Dembare.
Da Zuk Dan Demba.
Sumpa de Zuk Dak Dan Dembare.
Mare Tambo Zuk Da Yimba.
La Zuk
Zimba. Nyipa Da Zuk Dan Demban Zimba.
Oh,
Ta Sumpa de Yipa de Da La Zuk Yopatang, Da La Zuk Tinky Nebatang, Zuk La Da Tinky Neba. Painting Tinta Dembare.
Sumpa de Dak. Zog la tembe yore.
Da, tini de zog la da temba tang, da la zog temba. Par tencho tere. Tencho che da la zog temba. Yang zog la da temba. Ti zog la ye de zar chi na tene, chorvan du chi du zi kanka chikwa re. Pumpo nga la yire yire jayon de te nikyo tamba takta yung. Nga yi nikyo sikindu te meseng mina yung se tokutu.
So if we take the example of the four possible imputations with reference to the first aggregate, that of form, the first, which is the actual imputation of a self, is the idea that the form, this form is me, this form is I, this form is myself. The second is the imputation, I possess form, I am endowed with form, which is distinct from the first. And then the third is that myself, this imputed self, is based upon or relies upon form. And the fourth is that form, my form, relies upon or is based upon myself. And these four stances or four styles of imputation also arise with regard to each of the other four aggregates, making a total of 20. Four possible imputations based on each of five aggregates.
Marikpa da nga ta da mepe thong ma to pa marikpa la ten te tene jikta nisho te songare tis la tava songare.
And the root of these 20 forms of the view of the transitory composite is ignorance, which is the failure to recognize selflessness.
Sinje log topa re.
The text says in the third line, the remedy for clinging to the self, the root of the four mistaken views. The four mistaken views here are four mistaken or incorrect or confused concepts or understandings. The first is taking that which is impure or unclean to be clean. This refers to, for example, on a relative level, the body is composed of impure substances, and yet we take it to be something pure or clean. The second is taking that which is suffering to be pleasure. The third is taking that which is impermanent to be permanent. And the fourth is taking that which is not a self to be a self.
Tene ton tambara yan tapar nga chu lunde kanzak da me pa tan chu ji da me pe tong ba ni ni ka da me pa ni ka re da me ni be se na tsang wa tang ma tang pa ni ka len de pa yin ni yang den dam to tsang ma tang len de pa yin ni yang kun zo ji na zo ji wang de se na tene lu lu de ma tang pa rang yin de la tsang ma yin san pa nam to de Lang lo lo tendul ten rang lu ma sang pai pai mo su ton du du ine yam de tan thong gin de rang lu de sa ma yi san ban nam to te ma che de ni nam to tru ba xin ji lo ge to ba sem tru ba lu ma sang pai yin ba de mo su thong ne yang ta rong sa ma yi san ban nam to te xin ji lo ge to ba sem tru ba hyo kyen bo ji
In the context of absolute truth, which is to say ultimately or genuinely, the body is empty. It is empty of a personal self and empty of a self of things. And therefore, ultimately, it transcends either being clean or dirty. Nevertheless, on a conventional or relative level, we can say that the body is impure, and that therefore our taking it to be pure or clean is confusion. If we consider our bodies, it is a fact that our skin hides the fact that essentially we are bags of filth. And this is revealed by such processes as surgery and also by x-rays. And yet, even though we can actually see, it can actually be demonstrated that our bodies are just containers of filth, we still maintain this confused thought or this mistaken thought that our bodies are pure or clean. And this maintenance of this confused thought in the midst of evidence to the contrary is why it is called a mistaken or perverted concept.
Sana 담보 하자 삼아야 부지사나 코파나나 송네 된 초초파 쪽나 된 초파 차도도 때 르드 남도 초파 임타레 코파나나 마송 카이나나 카이나나 사사 데셀 도나야 사니메 바차 초파 차도도 된 이제 초파 송이 된 아주 르제 르제 남데 그 초파 송이 된다고 매장 바임바 응원송도 전나 양 다롱 나주 르드 삼아 인사 남도 데 대당가드 자문이 삼번 남도 제와데 제와 토마메 바니 콤바 박차게 쇼치 제와데 데 레라고 빵도 고마도 다 마도나 어서 따고 그도다 말베
For example, the substances that we introduce into our bodies, the nutrition that we take in food and drink is relatively clean. And when it goes in. But once it gets into our belly, when it comes out again, either the top or the bottom, it's absolutely filthy and it's disgusting. And the reason it becomes so disgusting is because our bodies are filled with, are essentially filth. And the reason that in, now, although we are constantly presented with evidence of this, the reason that we maintain this perverted notion that our bodies are clean or pure is because we have the habit of doing so, a habit that has been accruing over a period of time without beginning. For that reason, it is difficult to immediately relinquish this habit. Nevertheless, we have to try.
Natsu Matang Palatama Kadis and Trukado, Natsu Namto and Turpa Munzongo, Rank and Namto and Turpa Mumazona Pantuma, Tado Zama in Sandy.
The purpose of this explanation of the filthiness of the body is not to put the body down. The point is to recognize one's confusion, because until one recognizes how one becomes confused, one cannot relinquish it.
Dini dungan la devan zimbase. Dungan la devan zimbase chiti di kapso dungan la devan zimbati pumpo nga trop chani ki jikpa rangi dunga ji rangi yin yang devar dunga yin yang tela devari sani yang khenpa yirati namto te yang trupale.
Then the second perverted concept is taking that which is suffering to be pleasure. And while it is the case that as soon as the five aggregates come into being, they are impermanent and destructible in nature, nevertheless, we take them to be blissful or pleasant.
Jodan king, those apple latin, so much two tam till and do zazil. Jutin mango, talk about and do zazil. Do zazil two tam till? Then it rang drops on in Jikuran in re. Tangon do zazil two the drop. Kitty kahil and ne, the knee he yaga to two yomare. Then it drops on in Hindu with the Segor Jidrat. Then the Segor Jidrat. Zumo ni dang, Namka tungba dang, Namdo laso ba mangbole, Tin ji gogudo, ji zangdun gaya la ju yin gomudo, Lamsang gado yere. Kichik jik nepe rawan yomare, Te yendo, duze ji chu tamche, Ji ba zangnin jikwa rang yin re mado, Kichik nipa la nepe tu su meba, Matapa yin yang, Ngato takwa re sana, Mijikwa rawa takwa nzebe namdo yere, Te,
The third perverted concept is taking that which is impermanent to be permanent. All composites, which is to say all things that are produced by the coming together of causes and conditions, are in their very nature impermanent and destructible, which means that they cease to be immediately after coming into being. For example, a finger snap is produced by the coming together of the necessary conditions, the two fingers and the exertion of force or pressure and so forth. And yet, as soon as it happens, it's gone. It disappears. The finger snap has no power to remain in existence. In the same way, all composites are equally impermanent in that way and do not persist for a second moment or a second instant. And yet we take them to be lasting. And this mistaken or perverted taking of that which is impermanent to be permanent is the third mistaken notion.
Karma karchong da ming kande re chawa. Deso korang droya ke chuchin chiye re, chuchu karma ta karchong deso droya ke chuchu chiye re ming kande nji. Droya ke chuchin de cho yondu, kon droga re, droga te, dro chani ga droga re ma to nebu tuchu yo ma re. Nebu tuchu yo ma re, te yindu duze ji chu tam te, ji chani ga droga re ma to ne ya ke tuchu yo ma re. Dene tanda sija tesu, dene tingsang tsema tseya la sopa la karma tesu kana pe thawa zogaduwa. Karma. Tsema tseya la sopa tesu kana zogaduwa. Ko nroya ke jujin de nga tsatu dene mawar mato. Nroya ke ko trupa jujin de yona, dene ngakpa jujin de trup tsatu nga nrovali. Tendawo. Deca, dele namba lo la, jipa tsani nga nrovali. Mato. Tangbo chi ne, di ji so ne ya ke tu su tsa ni me bari. De la chabu ma ta basi.
This example is a stopwatch. Tsemo tsaya ke ju tsu de la.
No, tsemo tse tse pe na. Kwanza tsemo. Tsemo tse kento lapsang ka na.
No, re re.
Jogo ma re. De ni ma ta pa ya do so.
Oh, no so.
Ko nro ne zong de la. Ko ne ya ke tu su yo ma.
No, re.
Tsemo tse tu tundu ju tsu zogo do wa.
For example, in the passing of time, hours, minutes, and seconds, no unit of time has the power to persist. And if we consider even a timepiece, such as a watch, then as long as the conditions and the causes and conditions for the registering of time by the watch are present, the watch or clock is working, then these moments registered by the timepiece will pass. They'll never stop. And this is true of all composites, that simply by coming into being, they cease. Or just as they have come into being, they cease. Now, of course, there is also a stopwatch, which you have in many countries for sports. And then when you press the button on the stopwatch and the conditions which cause the watch to register time cease to exist, then the watch stops. And then when these conditions are recreated, then the watch continues to register time.
Then yeba te da me bala da den ze bare. Na tu na na da da sang do na na da da sang nam do de dan zin ji nam do de re. Dan zin ji nam do ge mi yo te na ta da da ma do na yang. Hirap je je na nga tan da madrom na ya nga da sande sampe namdo te nga tan da mi yendo danze je namdo je wa yin besen na trupe namdo re malam da nga nga da da samgudu wo de te chikar this and na danze je namdo te trupe yin ba mo shi go arve
the fourth mistaken concept is taking that which is not a self to be itself. And we do this every time we think I, or me, or myself. And this is the actual imputation of a self. And while the basis of this imputation is not a self, yet we think it is. And taking that which is not a self to be a self is a confusion or bewilderment. And it is just as bewildered as taking the apparent self in a dream to be a real self. So it's necessary to recognize this confusion or bewilderment as confusion.
Tokpa ngupu ne chorta mante imba imba semna sinje loga tokpa imba tsongpa re. Tine de namdo yepo de sinje loga namdo a norba namdo dan trupa namdo re in doga mando rangi yang takye tang chogore. Namba lo la sanje ji tsongpa te la re pu takye tang chogore te nondor tine re in doga mando rangi takye tang chogo yore tang gogo yore. Tam trupa namdo re norba namdo re in doga namdo de ta panya ka chanti zo.
So these four mistaken concepts are called mistaken because they are inaccurate, because they are incorrect in their conception, in their concept about the nature of things. They do not correspond to the true nature of things. But it is the tradition in Buddhist training not merely to accept these things because they're said by the Buddha or taught to you, but to examine these. So it's okay to question this, and in fact it's necessary to do so. So you should carefully consider this, whether or not these notions are in fact mistaken or not.
Sinje lo ye ye tsawa te danzin yinpa serna danzin ji ta danzin te pango yore danzin ji nyenpo kare nyenpo dami tobu hirate sinje lo ye ya norba namdo ye ye tsawa te danzin rindo danzin ji nyenpo te dami tobu hirate yinpa serna ta nyenpo dami tobu hirate ki gogondo dami tobu hirate kebe tabzo gogondo usunga.
The root of these four mistakes is the imputation of a self. And therefore, this imputation of a self must be abandoned. And it must be abandoned in reliance upon its remedy or antidote, which is the prajna which realizes no self or selflessness. Now, therefore, it's necessary to generate this prajna, and therefore, it is necessary to engage in the methods which will lead to its generation.
Tiyan pena nga so malam to me tsikpa malam tangwa yina me tsikpa malam tangdu me tsikpa dunga ti tene danzin li ti yinna sunwa re ta danzin li ti yinna sunwa yinpa se na tene malam ngohi gogondo malam ngohi na me tsikya ka lu te da ma yinpa malam yinpa se na da ngani ma re Sikzi ki me deyan denpa mayinpa mlan yinpa rikhi na ngohi giri deyan donga yungumare. Dey yendo, dene nga tsu ta danzin ki namdo den turpa yinpa tang danzin ki khenyar ki da de madro rikhi gogore.
Danzin turpa yinpa tang?
Danzin ki
miyor.
Danzin ki miyor khenyar da madro pasenna danzin turpa yinpa rikhi gogore. Dele ngihi ki gogore.
For example, if you are burnt by fire in a dream and you experience the suffering of being burnt, this suffering comes from the imputation of a self. Therefore, it's necessary to recognize that you're dreaming, in which case you will recognize that this imputed dream body is not a self, and that the fire, the image of fire, is not real fire. So it's necessary to generate certainty about the fact that the imputation of a self is bewildered or confusion, and that the basis for that imputation is not a self, is not suitable for that imputation to be made.
Trupa ti nyenpo dami tobe hira yinpe ngihi kye kodo. Tangpo tu, tene samde ngihi kye kodo. Ngihi kye wa yina, tene pang togo re. Pang togo ma re, sampe jikta kye kogo ma re. Pangwa tabla nyintu tekwa ni dorti tepe papto, parto pang sor je tab je nyenpo rambaba mangpo yo re. Tene tab kye ke pang ma tom na kye ke pang togo re. Tene kale kale pang togo. 신제 로 예예 남도리 토도
So it's necessary to first through hearing or listening and then through reflection to generate certainty about the fact that these four mistaken concepts are confusion or bewilderment. And then it's necessary then to relinquish their root, which is the imputation of a self. And it is not necessary to fear that you will be unable to relinquish this. The various vehicles from the vehicle of the shravakas or listeners up to the Vajrayana are full of varieties of methods leading to the relinquishment of this imputation of a self. So if one does not work, another one will. If you ask what in fact is Buddha Dharma, what is its view, what is its meditation really, then the easiest way to put it is to say that the view is generating certainty in the fact that the appearances of this life are confused projection or confused appearance. And the meditation is the cultivation of the prajna which generates that certainty. And this is acceptable as a definition of Buddhist view in meditation, and in fact there's no way to argue with it.
Malam mohi ne yang tabata vare mohi pate mayin mayin base na malam de yang tab gomba rese ne digre ten rawo yongre
Similarly, if one asks what is pure view and meditation in the context of dreams, to recognize that you're dreaming during a dream is the view, and to not be distracted from that recognition is the meditation.
Dina mala ngohi patela maying na mala jikapso dunga dangkanga kaya yung yamar. Pete yenda nga to yang tabatawa yu, yang tabatawa yung kom na, tene turnan dunga jinimbo detro.
So, if you recognize that you're dreaming, while you're dreaming, and if you are not distracted from that recognition, you will have no suffering or problems in the dream state. In the same way, if you cultivate a genuine view and meditation, then you can eradicate confused projection. So that was a brief explanation of this second section based on the root text.
Marek pe jo se ne jikso lata wa ni jungwa yinde Marek pe jen jin jikan jungwa yinde Pungpo chokwa la Pungpo nga ye chokwa la Nga da me par, nga tan da me par yonso maishi pe Pungpo nga da da maro pa yonso maishi pe Se mungwa la ten ne Mungpa latin, marikpa latin, tela, pungpo tela, nga da to yopar trupe, nga dan da to yopar trupe njikta jewa yin. Tene, njikta tene, sarvan zidang jina. Njikta te, zidang te sem sarbo yopar, sarvan zidang jina. Marikpa te kare, marikpa ne, cha masipa, sarbo meba, mikzom de wanda wo, sarbo meba jire. sarpo me ba cha ma si pa cha ma si pe namba ma sarva yin ba di se na dene de ni namba de ni namba tang jin tang garba se namba jin tang mandra ba se na dele jikta te namba sarva re dele mare kwa nguso me che ya nguso che ga mare se ga kare se na jikta te sarpo chin ni mare kwa ma sa ba re te che ga ma do ina kande se che ga do ta jikto la ta ba lo sinje lo gombe saung jin to le jikte pa kya la te de mare pa chi ge mare pa la te de jikta chi ge jikte pa kya la te de mare pa chi ge se ga do Sāṁ jantale, pākhyā jantale, mārek pācchāvā yīmbē sō. Tāṅgō tīpātā.
Next is explanation using the commentary. The view of the transitory collections arises on through the cause of ignorance. And it relies upon or is based upon a state of mental dullness, which is to say ignorance, which consists of not recognizing the fact that in this grouping or collection of aggregates there is no self, no I. And and then from that is born this view of the transitory collections, which is the confusion that thinks that there is an I, there is a self in these things. Now this is a clear stance or position. It is a manifest concept or belief. Ignorance itself is a state of unclarity where no distinctions are made. It is just a state of unknowing. So in that sense, these two are different in their stance and in their manifestation, in their manner. So it can be said that ignorance is not directly produced from this view of the transitory collections. Nevertheless, the seed of the habit, the imprint, of being accustomed to or habituated to this view of the transitory collections, this incorrect state of mind or attitude, the power of this seed or habit does produce ignorance.
Deyang jikto la taba la, jikta te la kande yore, kam som je sebe som yoba yi. Do kam, zu kam, zu me kam je jikta som yore. Do kam je jikta, zu kam pen jikta, zu me kam je jikta tan som yoba yi. Do kam je se dupe se je do kam pe tan tan jikta te, se dupe, sem je dupe, Jikto Lattavan ne Mikevan Bhakhi yina. Dukhaan pe Jikta te Mikevan Bhakhi de, Mikeva kona. Khaan koma ni je se dupa ne, Khaan koma Zukhaan tan Zumi khaan je se dupa. Se je te Zukhaan je Simchin jin Jikta tan Zumi khaan je Simchin lin Jikta yore, Tien Jikta te Drip Lungma te yino. Dripa re, Yine yang Geva tan Bikva kanya maare. Gede kanya maare Lungma te yino.
Then there are, one can make a distinction with regard to this view of the transitory collections between the forms of this view which are present in the three realms. There is a view of the transitory collections characteristic of the realm of desire, as well as one characteristic of the realm of form and one characteristic of the formless realm. The views of the transitory collections that are present in the varieties of the realm of, excuse me, the realm of desire are all unvirtuous. without exception. Whereas the views of the transitory collections which are present in the two higher realms, the realms of form and formlessness, are called a neutral obscuration. They are an obscuration, of course, nevertheless they are not particularly virtuous or unvirtuous.
Singelo ye tsava. Mama singelo ye he sun singelo ye po de ye tsava. Da da dan zimba dan tong ye ye. Yikta dan dan zin tong ye ye. Singelo de ye ne singelo ye ne. Tang mama do de he ba de chi kwa re. Ta le la u che. Ma tang pa la tang wan zimba. Dongan la de ban zimba. Mata pa la ta kwa zimba.
This view of the transitory collections is the same, is another way of putting the imputation of a self. So the view of a transitory collections, the imputation of a self, refer to the same thing. And this imputation of a self is the root of what's called the four perversions or four mistakes. And these four are just as they were explained earlier in reliance upon the root text, taking that which is unclean or impure to be clean or pure, taking that which is misery to be pleasure, taking that which is impermanent to be permanent, and taking that which is not, taking no self to be a self. And the first three of these are sort of companions to the fourth. So in fact, the fourth, the false imputation of a self, is the basis and root of all incorrect or perverted concepts or thoughts. So the first three are companions, or come along together with the imputation of a self, and the fourth is the actual imputation of a self.
Atamaka, he yola. Tell a young hitter till a dra, dra go young boat and dra, dra go to for travel, he to near it. They dry young boy won the senna, dry hitter, go young boy won the senna. Atamaka said you take per killer journal, Kanla young matupa. Kanla young matupa. So tops are nearby he, that in Georgian. Rāwāṅ pā tsuk-tok jīlān jōjīn. Tā tētār sēnā, tētār dhā yāmbē vāngdō, tētār hēpē vāngdō sēnā, tētār nā chūdā gā vāngdō sē pātā, chūjitā gā vāngdō, chūdā lā gōyōng gā yōng. Dhā tōkvar nā, dhā yēchār tōkvā, tōkvā vāngdō sēnā, pūṅbō lā mīng nē, pūṅbō lā mīng tē, sēm jī pūṅbō lā mīng nē, Na da 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 zimba len jokin, pungpo le mingne, na na da 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 zimba len jokin. Te tar to se na, ti wang to se na, kanza ke da de wang to se pa wo. Ta ni ka, chuda len joksor chik da, da yama wang to se na, chuda le kogre, da topo wang to se na, kanza ke da.
This word da in Tibetan, or self, in English. In Sanskrit is atmaka, And Atmaka can be defined in two ways. A broad definition of it is anything that abides totally independently. Anything that has independent abiding or independent existence. And so according to that broad definition, self here refers to what is called the self of things, the true existence of things in general. A narrow or particular definition of Atmaka is the self or I that is imputed on the basis of the aggregates. And in that context, or according to that definition, then it refers to the self of persons.
Tela dada tava hipane, data hipane, jigsola tava ni inje. Tene, jigsola tava ni inje. Tene, jigsola tava tene, jigjen. Jindrova, Jikin Mataparan Jin Jinje, Pumbu Chokala, Mingne, Dajan Zimbayinde, Jikola Ta, Sijite, Pumbu, Jikba Mataparan Jinje, Chokala Da, the Megwesena, Jikola Tawas, Yinde. Then Marekwatan, Jisun Derwani, Yinde, Marekwatan Derwari. Gang denba ye la mungbe denba ye dunga je denba kunjong ke denba gop denba lanj denba ye la denba ye sigre dunga je denba tang kunjong ke denba ni de kholb jumre re gop denba ta lanj denba ni de tap jumre re ta denba ye la mungba denba ye la mong se je de denba ye ne chor ta rang yin kang yin mi ti pe mu ba thu me wa kan ya ma go ba ji do o te denba ye la mu ba ma re pa ye pa te se to denba ye la mu ba ma re pa yo yo na te se to tu ka che yo na te se to de ya yo pa yin ke ma re denba ye la mu ba ma re pa te yo na jikta de ya yo pa yin ke Kansa Kanla Dengila Mumba Marikpa Yuna Yikta Yuva Te Pambana Demba Yela Mumba Marikpa Te Pangna Deyan Pamba Yuna Yikta Pandu
Now, what is called the view of a self is this a view of the transitory collections because it is taking this collection of aggregates, the aggregates themselves being destructible and impermanent. It is taking this collection of aggregates which are impermanent to be a self. The view of a self takes as its basis of imputation these aggregates or collections. And this is connected to ignorance in the particular sense that as long as there is the ignorance which is the absence of understanding of the Four Noble Truths, there will be this view of the transitory collections. Now the Four Noble Truths are the truth of suffering, and the truth of the cause of suffering, which present respectively the result and cause of samsara, and the truth of cessation and the truth of the path, which present respectively the result and cause of liberation. And ignorance about these means not knowing about them, not understanding them, not recognizing that this is how things are or how things work. As long as this ignorance, this ignorance of the Four Noble Truths is present, there will be this view of the transitory collections, this imputation of a self. And when this ignorance of the Four Noble Truths is relinquished, then this imputation of a self, this view of a transitory of the transitory collections, will also be relinquished. Then the remedy to this view of the transitory collections, this imputation of a self, is the prajna which realizes, or which is the realization of no self or selflessness. And the reason for this is that that selflessness is the opposite of this this imputed self, and therefore the realization of selflessness being a total contradiction of this false imputation is an antidote to that false imputation, which is ignorant in nature.
Marepa, samu tang chepa. Marepa tang, marepa samu tang chepa. Trongni ma bang, trongni bang se jeta zavani bangu. Trongni ma bang na zavani bangu kudo. Te ma bang na. Dekan, zukan, zukan, zumi kan de, kamsum kovale, namba drove, tavyomari. Da, dami tobe hiramina, dakta te pong munuba jum, munipe se seda do, pong munuba jum sin te isena, tupa, samba, gomba, somje goni, tava, namba, tava, la lapjim. Trema may be hirap jibar saguso. Oh, yeah.
And if one does not relinquish totally, which means from the root, absolutely, completely, this ignorance which takes the view of there being a self, together with its seed, with its habit, if all of this is not totally ripped out, there is no way at all to be truly liberated from the three realms of samsara. And since there is no way to relinquish this view of a self without the generation of the prajna which realizes selflessness, since therefore that prajna is necessary, then it is necessary to train in the cultivation of a pure and genuine view through the processes of listening, reflection, and meditation, and by means of those, generate stainless. Now we'll recite the root text. So today we went through the manner of generating the prajna that realizes no self. And then the next section, the third, which is the presents the four seals of the view, The commentary is quite extensive, so it would be best if we leave that for tomorrow morning.
Nami topi hirap chesor hi pe che kam ba som dan tyen ba deni marep pe jole jekta ni jo tetar son so sinje lo ke nam to to pa ye ni mo ne sinje lo ke to pa ye za ba dan zin yin ba tan dan zin ji ni mo nami topi hira yin be chola yang ni yang do samna deni te yang gom re
The manner of meditation now is to consider the topics presented in the text, the fact that the 20-fold view of the transitory collections comes from ignorance, that it produces the four mistaken thoughts, the root of which is the imputation of a self, and that the antidote, a remedy to this, is the generation of the prajna that realizes no self. And in the context of the presentation of tranquility and insight meditation, this is called the consideration or focus of a learned one or of a scholar. It's necessary now to properly memorize these three lines. And those who are learning Tibetan memorize these three lines. It will help their knowledge. And as these are the words and terms of Jamgon Lodru Thay, they also have the great power and benefit in the cultivation of prajna. And as we are Mahayana practitioners, as we are Mahayana practitioners, we need to remember that the practice of the Mahayana is not something easy, and requires a great exertion and great patience. Cannot be completed in a few weeks or a few months.
Mama Sanchuk Samba, Tekpa Chamber Sanchuk Samba Sola, Semcho Katsiji Yorayan Hako.
Take a trapuk, take it, send Kari.
Elo Rai Trapo.
Elo Rai.
Elo Rai Trapo.
Elo Rai Trapo.
Anzin Dai Trapo.
Anzin Dai Trapo.
Gana, Ganare.
Canary
Trapo.
And if you visit these caves that Rinpoche mentioned, then you will appreciate the austerity and diligence of the bodhisattvas and Mahayana practitioners of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And each of these caves has a hundred caves to it with self-arisen images, self-arisen columns, and so forth. So this is an example of tremendous diligence that was born from the wish to help others, in the same way your diligence could be born from the wish to help others. If you practice with diligence for a few weeks or a few months and then stop, it will be like inflating a balloon through breathing into it, blowing into it, and then letting the air all out. And the study of languages is not simply something that you do for your own benefit, and certainly not something you do to make this life more pleasant. But but is done or could be done for the benefit of others. And if you are not learning other languages but are relying upon your mother tongue for study, then learn the words and the meaning. Not only just the words, but also the meaning and reliance upon your own language. And if you are studying in your mother tongue, of course you it's easy to understand, but at the same time you have to take care to make sure you understand the stipulative uses of common words in as dharmic terms. And with regard to this, it was said by Paltrow Rinpoche that there are five types of not understanding or not remembering. The first is a situation where you remember the words but not the meaning, and you become something like a parrot. The second is the one where you remember the meaning, but not the words. The third is where you remember the words, but you get the order wrong. For example, you mix up the paths of accumulation and juncture. The fourth is not understanding the words, not recognizing the words that are used. And the fifth is misunderstanding the ideas or meaning presented. For example, hearing an explanation of emptiness, misunderstanding it to be a statement that there is no, there are no results to actions and so forth. So if you avoid these five misunderstandings or five absences of memory, then your study will go well.
Gyawa niye, jewo kunsa nam.